This is the first time Chirp Radio's live storytelling and music series recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center neighborhood. Here's your host, Jen Sodini.
Up next, we have local musician Elizabeth Moen, bringing a local musician here to the stage. Her music is very good. You can check it out on Spotify. She has over 1 million listens on some of her songs. I know, very good. She, in 2022, had her independent release, Wherever You Aren't. And it's like folky indie rock. It's very cool. She's a new album coming out, produced by Spencer Tweedy. And she has, a duo show with Robert's Westside, in Forest Park on May 18th. Please give a warm welcome, Elizabeth Moen.
I'm very used to just kind of doing banter between songs, but I wrote something down, and I wish I could do the half off script, half looking at you thing, but I can't do that, so I'm gonna read aloud. Yeah, thank you. And I just first want to say I was in Schoolhouse Rock the musical in fifth grade. And that song that was just played was awesome. So thanks. That was a lot better than we did in fifth grade, I gotta say. Sounded a lot better. Okay, here we go. I'm from a town of about 800 people in Iowa. Moving to Iowa City for college felt like I moved to Manhattan. So moving to Chicago 4 years ago felt like I moved to a different planet. Back then in Iowa, I didn't know I wanted to be a musician. I played guitar and sang for fun. One day, a coworker heard me singing while I was rolling silverware in the basement of one of the three restaurants I worked at after classes that week. She said, "You should sing at the open mic at the Mill on Monday." So I practiced some Johnny Cash covers and did my first open mic. The booker, Andre Perry, was there and said, "When you write your own songs, let me know and we'll book you a proper show." A year or so later, I finally wrote a song. Shortly after that, he booked me my first show. Flash forward to October 2021, I was finally here in Chicago, fully not using my degree, but focused on music and fully, unabashedly desperate for love. I ended a relationship with a guy who didn't love me, but loved to cheat, and took some time off from pursuing anyone. The time alone was great, but it got too comfortable. I knew that at that point, I was avoiding putting myself out there to avoid getting hurt again. But the world was opening up slowly. The guitar store I worked at laid me off because I wanted to go on a tour to play guitar for someone. So I got home from that tour with very little money in my bank account, no job, no lover, no real plan, and no new songs. At that time, I was turning out songs every day, so a couple months of no new songs felt like the end of the world. I was spending a lot of time alone in my room and realized I had never gone out in Chicago yet. I was nervous. An acquaintance posted about a show she was playing with her boyfriend at a place called The Rainbow. I didn't know many people here at the time, but the few I knew had mentioned this place before, and it had an eerie allure to it. I was feeling anxious to go to a show where I would probably not know anyone, but I knew I needed to put myself out there if I wanted to make friends or something more. I put on the most small-town kid trying to look like a city kid outfit, Ubered to the bar, and saw the line of the most beautiful people standing and smoking outside the place. Everyone had that secretly full of effort, effortless aesthetic. Everyone was talking to each other, laughing, bumming cigs, hugging the friends arriving. It felt like a movie, and everyone, I mean everyone, was hot. I couldn't get over it. The long stint of not dating had boiled up and smacked me in the face outside this mysterious bar. I went inside and watched the band play behind the bar on what looked like a David Lynch set. The beer was relievingly cheap and the music was good. Because we're friends now, I don't want to say names. At the show, I looked over and one of the most beautiful people I'd ever seen was smiling at me. My face turned from red to purple and my back and hands were immediately sweating. My sweater felt like a snowsuit. I forgot how to just stand. I've never been so unsure with what to do with my hands. I took off my sweater and dropped it and my beer Picked it all up, grabbed a towel from the bartender, and looked over to see him still smiling at me. I looked around, and it was definitely me he was looking at. I ordered a shot and told myself, after you take it, you're going to waltz right over there and talk to him. I gulped the Malort down and slowly pushed... I gulped the Malort down and slowly pushed through the crowd of Midwest tens towards where he was. But he wasn't there anymore. I looked around, let it go, and watched the rest of the set. I pushed out of the bar and ran into him going back in. Truly slammed into him. I looked up and he smiled again. My stomach was bouncing off the walls. My feet felt 2 inches off the ground. Every cell of my body was screaming at me to say hi, but nothing would come out. I froze like the nerd in a goddamn John Hughes movie. He kind of laughed and said, "Hey," and just kept smiling. To this day, I've never met someone with more of a resting smiley face. My mouth was an open Pez dispenser, but nothing but the smell of Malort was coming out of it. My eyes were wide and probably looked like I'd done hard drugs, but I was just on the drug of finally wanting to talk to someone in Chicago. I couldn't say anything, but I couldn't stop moving. I pushed past his friends and walked 2 miles north towards home in a rush. The air felt new. Is this what living in a big city was supposed to feel like? Finally? Bless my small town, but there are no circumstances like this there. Life isn't a movie, and if it is, it's a depressing documentary that Netflix rushed to make. Is this heaven? No, and it's not Iowa either. It's the goddamn rainbow. The second I got in the door of my apartment, I grabbed my guitar, and wrote the song Purple Flowers. It spilled out in one go. Until that night, I had never had the chords, melody, and lyrics just burst out at once. The rush of the fall night air, having a crush again, the slight buzz from the drinks, the lights and noises of the cars, and the thrill of the future made me full of life again. After the songwriting fever dream ended, I fell asleep on the couch. The next day, I went out to a show again at the Empty Bottle, hoping to see the smiley man, but it wasn't until a couple months later that I would. He asked me to come sing with him at his house. I thought, wow, 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 wow. It's happening. He let me into his apartment that was sparsely decorated, pulled out 2 kitchen table chairs, and placed them by the window overlooking Humble Park. I took off my coat, picked up a guitar lying on the couch, and sat down. What's sweeter than the relief of a crush being validated? My mouth was dry from the mints I was chomping down on the walkover. I was ready. But the minute we started singing, I knew it wasn't it. Well, the music was great, but the crush had deeply turned platonic. For both of us, thank God. If I had a dollar for every time I was involved in an unrequited scenario, I would have many dollars, but not many songs. As sweet as a crush is, knowing it's not it is also a relief. The undeniable, nah. We sang some old country covers, shared new ones, and talked about life. And no, I did not share the song I wrote about him to him. To this day, he and pretty much everyone I know doesn't know it's about him, and I'm risking a lot by talking about it with you. But I guess the thrill of that is fun too. My first night out in Chicago was epic. My heart was bursting with excitement again. I was hungry for connection, and though nothing came from that crush, romantically, I have since been very nourished by this music scene and very lucky to be a part of it. I talked to people more at shows, reached out to people to jam or go for a walk, and have made many beautiful friendships since that night. It wasn't just about the crush on a dude who actually smiles and plays guitar. I realized I had, and still have, a big crush on Chicago. I'm in love with Chicago, and I love that it's the first place that finally feels where I'm supposed to be. So to anyone listening, I hope you get the courage to say something. I promise it's worth it. And even if it doesn't work out, trying is much better than wondering why you never did. Thank you.
Purple flowers trapped in the median, swaying as the city bus buzzes by. In my head, slow motion kissing, waiting in the dark, wishing, wishing, life's beginning. To end. tapping on the fences in my head with slow motion picking. Purple flowers dancing in my pockets. I don't know you, but I want to. Sometimes I get so quiet. I'm not talking to you.
The First Time is a live lit and music series recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center neighborhood. Each reader tells a true first tale, followed by any cover of the storyteller's choosing, performed by our house band, The First Time 3. The First Time is hosted by Jen Sodini, directed by Bobby Evers, podcast produced by Jim Mulvaney, recorded by Tony Baker.